The fastest way to make money online is with social media. But also the fastest way to lose your money and your time is social media. We're going to check some classic mistakes that new players are making on Instagram, on Facebook, YouTube, or any other platform that you can imagine. And let's start fast. Let's say that one of the biggest mistakes that people are making is focusing in getting followers instead of customers. Let's remember this. If you want to pay your bills, you need money. You need platita, not views or likes or whatever. Some people will tell you, yes, but you can monetize your views. That is what everybody believes. But I can tell you that is low money, very low margin. YouTube will pay you for every 1,000 views more or less between $3 and $5. Especially if you are in Latin America, the money that they pay you per 1,000 views is low. So that's why you want to sell products. And here's the deal. You cannot sell products if you don't have a call to action. I see many people just dropping random pieces of content without thinking how to monetize that. What is a call to action? It's like, please, go to my website, ¿no? inglesparacholos.com, josebalta.com. Go to my WhatsApp channel, go to my email list. So any call to action is important. Could be selling something or taking them from the social media platform to your website or to your private community. But that is important. Let's do the math, yes. How much money do you need to pay your bills per month? Most of the people, if you are single, here in Peru with 4,000 soles, con 4,000 soles, you can live comfortable if you are single. Let's say 5,000 soles. What is 5,000 soles? It's maybe 10 customers that pay you 500 soles per month. Just 10 customers, imagine. So fucking easy. The question is, what kind of content are going to bring those consumers to your business? And here goes the second advice, that is, create content around your customers' needs, not around your followers' needs. When I'm interacting with my customers, I'm always trying to check what problems do they have, and I do videos around their problems. Why? Because if I do these videos, first I'm going to get their attention again, and the more times that you get attention of your previous customers, the more they will keep buying. So now they don't buy you just once, they will buy you many times. And second, if my customers have these problems, there are a lot of chances that the customers of my competitors also have these problems. So when they see the solution of their problem on my YouTube video or on my social media, they will come to buy me because now they trust more on me than in their supplier. So that's why you want to create content around your customer, not around your followers. Your followers will ask you like any random stuff that they just, you know, oh, I had curiosity about this. Yes, but if they are not buying you, the chances that that piece of content bring more people that don't buy you are higher. And also, let's remember this. You always want to do two things, or maximize the average ticket per customer or make people buy you more often. Both things are important. Maximize the ticket is, for example, if you sell a service like Inglés para Cholos, for example, you want to charge as much as possible. Why? Because that allows you to reinvest the money in your system, in your projects. Now you can have bigger projects. More money means more projects. And if you make people buy more often, means that even if the product doesn't give you like a high margin, you still are available to have like a cash flow every month. So when you acquire one customer, that customer is going to bring every month, I don't know, like 100 soles or 200 soles. And that is like a little rent. So having customers that pay you a high ticket or customers that buy you in a recurring revenue is the way that you want. And that only happens if you focus more in customers than in followers. Remember that. By the way, there is like a misconception on social media. People believe that just because you have like 1 million followers on YouTube, you are rich. And I can tell you, I know many content creators that they are so fucking broke because they don't know how to sell products. They don't even have a product. They try to sell the products of other people. So let's go to the second one. The first one is focusing in followers instead of customers. That is a huge mistake. The second one is not running pay ads. Some content creators and some freelancers say, why am I going to spend money on ads? I can just create content. Yes, but organic content is kind of slow, and organic content works best when you already have an audience. If you just do content and believe that the algorithm is going to help you, it's going to take too much time. So the first thing is try to add maybe 5 soles or 10 soles in ads per day on Instagram or Facebook. Test different audiences and see how it goes. And second, try to make the ad as compelling as possible. A good ad should look like content. A good ad should be like something that interrupts the behavior of the user. Let's say that a person is, you know, what people do. We need to put in our customer shoes. So our behavior, the average behavior of a customer is going to Instagram, start checking the calatas, right? They are checking the calatas, and they, oh, what is this? You hook the attention, and you send the person where? To your website. 100 people going to your website per day is better than 10,000 people going to your Instagram account per day. And how do I know that? Because I made the mistake a long time ago in the year 2018, I remember, I was sending people to my Instagram. I was, oh, let's try to make my Instagram bigger. So my publicities were sending my people to Instagram. Yes, the Instagram was growing, but nobody was buying. Why? Because your website always will convert more than your social media. The other advice is like, or the other mistake that I see many new players making is that they want to give information. And nowadays, information is not enough. If you want information, you go to ChatGPT, you go to Google, you go to YouTube, and you will find a lot of information. The reason why people will follow you and then buy you is because you have something unique. You have a strong opinion. You are an entertainer. You know how to summarize the topic. You bring hot information to their social media. So always you have something interesting to address. You have variety of content, and that is important also. Many people I see, they are talking just about one thing. You want to have variety of content, but always those different kind of content bringing people to your market. So try to find a way to always hook the attention, but give value. Like attention and value. That's the two currencies that you need to handle. One extra thing that I believe is a must, and this is something that not many people talk about because, you know, like people are pussies when they share content, is that part of making money is knowing who is not going to buy your product. So when people go to your WhatsApp or to your email, well, here in Latin America, there is a high chance that they will go to your WhatsApp. You can differentiate easy who is going to buy and no by the vocabulary. For example, if they tell you this, una preguntita, a little question. The other one, una ayudita, a little help. What is the other one? Un favorcito, a little favor. So whenever they have this kind of vocabulary, it means I want you to work for free. And as Eminem said in a video, the word free comes with a dick in your ass. So you don't want to keep working for free. That's why you're uploading the content so you can have the customers. So whenever you see that, tell them, hey, please, this is just for sales. This is just for service. A good customer will start like this. Say, hey, hello, what is the price of this thing? Or will start like, hey, I have a problem. Can you help me with this? So a more formal way to speak usually goes with a customer, and a very kind of friendly way to start the conversation goes with a person that just wants your time for free. And the last but not least is that we need to understand that also real life is important. Even though social media is easy to scale, I can tell you when you know how to leverage your real life, that will boost your sales. Many times when I go to different gym locations or just by standing in front of a paradero of a bus stop or a train stop, paradero de tren o de bus, on peak hours with my dog, that allow me to meet a lot of people. So also try to be where your people are located. So if you sell fitness stuff, try to go to gyms. If you sell educational stuff, try to go where people gather for education events or conference, and let people see you. That is the reason why you see a lot of influencers going to, for example, the UFC. Why they go to the UFC? Not because they want to see the fight online, but they want the people to see them there in real life. Real life reinforces online content. And just a fast Uncle Balta tip before wrapping this podcast is that there is a huge market, what they call the nostalgia market. People are craving the old style of things. People are craving meeting people in real life. People are craving having like long pieces of content, having long stories, because you know what is happening. Like most of the creators are using artificial intelligence to create their pieces of content. So there is a moment that everything looks the same. So if you can show something unique and you can bring people to the good old days, that is also a huge opportunity that you can have now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, go to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. And let's remember this, that social media is a tool. You know, like when people complain about that, it's because they don't know how to do it. We are going to be different. We are going to be smarter than them. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on my WhatsApp channel, or also type unclebalta.com and you will be redirected to my WhatsApp channel. Blessings and have a good Monday.